have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Holy name. Hey, good evening. Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Lord's Day. I want you to know I'm caught up in exciting prose, but speak poetry as beautiful as a rose. Oh, yeah, sometimes pushing out a tear or bursting through with joy. Whatever the direction, faith is my calm, my strength, and my protection. I'm Loretta Petit, and you have just reached the podcast, The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And we give God the praise. Well, guys, on today, this is January 4th. It's my birth month, and I celebrate from January 1 to January 31, and I'm excited about that. If you feel so led, hey, listen, they're dropping those cash apps. Let me drop mine. Mine is $LPBIZ. I'm not begging. I'm just saying. If you feel so moved, $LPBIZ. But all is well with me. I thank the Lord. I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. I am in her debt. My God, she is such a beautiful sister, and she has been a beautiful sister to me. So hats off to you, Kimmy Kim. You'll be hearing from me soon. And to the rest of you guys, I've got some great information for you. I do want you to stay put. Now, I don't know if you're going to hear this live or you're hearing this by Memorex, as they say. But either way, it's some good fodder for conversation and, of course, for meditative thought about what's going on and how you can actually step on out, be encouraged by these stories, and get yours. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you. We honor you. We bless you. And we magnify your name, O God, through all the earth. There are some that say they don't believe, some that say they never heard. But, God, we are magnify your name throughout the earth. We're going to tell somebody about Jesus each day. So, God, we come right now asking that you keep your hand on this podcast, on this company. Oh, dear God, that you would bless and that you would help us, oh, God, to find time, oh, God, to put this podcast in the ears of people who really want to hear it. Help us to find the time, oh, God, to be able to be a blessing to others, oh, God, as you have blessed us to be able to use these airwaves for the good. And, God, we thank you tonight for my producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, your daughter. Oh, God, we thank you for the Relation family. Dear God, we pray that you continue to shed your grace on us. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hey, guys, listen, if you'd like to connect with me, you can. I know I have a busy email, but, hey, listen, I keep trying to keep it clear for you. So send your email to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Send that on to me. Let's chit-chat. Let's correspond. Well, it is, like I said, January. This is the month of garnet. My birthstone, garnet. I love my birthstone. It's like a burgundy almost, like a maroon almost, but come somewhere in between. And that's me, a garnet. And, of course, I'm excited about all that the month of January is bringing, believe it or not. I'm weathering this cold weather. I'm not a cold weather kind of girl. I like my weather to be like 5. That's my favorite temperature. Inside the house, outside the house, I could deal with about maybe 78 comfortably. But 75 is my favorite temperature. If I had to choose one, 75. But I go to sleep at night with 76 because I'm a little cold natured. And you know, when you lie down, your body cools off. Wow. So when you lay down, you know, whether you're chilling or whether you're lying down for the night and going to sleep, your body cools down. So on this beautiful January, in this beautiful January month, I'm looking for great things to pop off. Got my first birthday card today, and I thought that was really nice from an unexpected place. But I thank the Lord that somebody had me on their mind, you know. Somebody had me on their mind, so to God be the glory. Anywho, I want to say happy birthday to the rest of the Januaries out there. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you with many more. And if you're celebrating an anniversary of any kind this month, happy anniversary, peeps. Happy anniversary to you. I'm excited that this is the month our church also makes a birthday. And I'm doubly excited because I am the chairperson of the church anniversary this year. This is the first time I have been the chairperson of anything where I did not feel like I wasn't up for the job, like I wasn't up to meet it. I feel like I have walked in this path for some time now, and I feel like my shoes are just right, not too big now. It's just right. I feel really good about it, excited about it, a lot of moving pieces, but I feel like I'm meet for the job, M-E-E-T, I'm meet for the job. So I'm excited about that. Hallelujah, we're making 87 years as a church, and we're on our, I want to say fifth, and it's one, two, three, four. We're on our fifth pastor, 87 years on our fifth pastor with two other still living pastors. So three of the pastors, three of the five pastors are still alive, but we are on our fifth pastor. And the other two, my bishop and my bishop's wife, serve as the overseers. And I want to give a shout out to my pastor, Pastor T. Delbert Robinson, and his awesome, awesome First Lady, Elder Jasmine Robinson. If they ever hear this, they'll know how much I appreciate what they are putting down every Sunday and every Wednesday inside that ministry. So to God be the glory. But if you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. You're holding down that marriage. You're keeping that spark alive. You're keeping the mystery going. Hey, happy anniversary to you. Show some of the people coming behind you how to do that, how to make that work. You know, don't keep it all to yourself. It is National Missouri Day, guys. Pull that one out because that's where my my wonderful producer is from. So it is National Missouri Day. What does it mean to be National Missouri Day? Well, it means that something's going down in Missouri. Yep, something's going down in Missouri, right? I don't know just what, but something's going down in Missouri. I'm going to come back to that. It is also World Braille Day. Why that's important to me? Well, because every week when I'm in town, I read for the blind. Every week I read for the blind. I read because they can't, you know, do it for themselves in that manner. So I avail myself to read for the blind. And, you know, their language is Braille. Many may not even know Braille, but they can hear me when I talk. They can hear me when I read. So I read to them every week. And I thank the Lord for that privilege that I can do it. I thank the Lord for that privilege that I can do it. And what's really interesting to me is I had to audition for it. Mm-hmm. I had to audition and pass the test. When I tell you, they gave me people's names I had never heard of other nationalities. They gave me words that, you know, commonly mispronounced or what have you. So I passed the test when I took it, and every Saturday I read for the blind. So National Braille Day is important to me because it's important to my audience, right, which my blind listeners. All right. Also, it is happy birthday greetings for Morris Chestnut, one of the hunks of TV, born 1969, Boys in the Hood. He's known for that. He shared Patti LaBelle's sitcom Out All Night, and he was also in the movie with Taye Diggs called The Best Man. Morris Chestnut, a very attractive African-American actor. It is also Tank's birthday today. No. They were born January 1st. I don't know what's going on in my throat tonight. But I guess the cold weather, like I told y'all, we don't mix. So Morris Chestnut was actually born January 1st, 1999. And Tank, y'all know Tank, another hunk, as they would say, these young people. Well, Chestnut's not that far in age for me, but Tank is. Tank was born in 1976. And Tank is celebrating a birthday today. Now, I mean January 1st. I keep getting that mixed up. Morris Chestnut and Tank were born January 1. All right. On this day, Tina Knowles, who is that? Beyonce's mom. her dress designer, you know. Tina Knowles is having a birthday today, and I'm sure they're living it up, right? That woman probably wants for nothing. It was also Vanity's birthday. She played with Prince. Vanity's birthday. I had an awesome opportunity. Of course, you know, she's no longer with us on earth. Had an awesome opportunity to interview her. She was just a very pleasant woman who talked a lot about Jesus and salvation and the change in her life. She talked a lot about that. She wanted to, and she downplayed her role with Prince. She downplayed, oh, I don't want to talk about that. That wasn't really nothing. The real deal is living for the Lord. She downplayed it. She said, you know, and I found out later on that some things happened to her in that relationship. It wasn't just professional, and she wasn't happy about it. So she, you know, I guess wanted to get that out of her mind. But yeah, so Vanity would have been celebrating a birthday today too. Actually, she would have been like, I want to say maybe 65. This is 2024. Yeah, she'd have been 65 today had she lived. And she died, I think, in 2017. I think it was March. She died in the month of March, 2017. But, yeah, so that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, here's the big news in the news this week. And I was so heartbroken by it because I was so excited about the first part of the news. But now the second part of the news, oh, my goodness. I want to say Harvard president Claudine Gay, all right, as they put in the topic of the article I read, she was the scholar that everyone was seeking, Claudine Gay, a black woman, Harvard's next president. And it was so exciting when I heard that news. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we are busting through all kinds of gates, all kinds of walls. We are busting through all kinds of ceilings. I was just so excited. And so welcome to Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Yes, she made me Claudine Gay, and she was making history. But she became the first person of color on July the 1st, and only the second woman to lead America's oldest institution of higher education. Despite her historic appointment, many of her colleagues and friends say they were unsurprised by her selection to Harvard's top post because she is an awesome woman. From the moment that she finished her PhD in government at Harvard nearly 25 years ago, Claudine Gay was one of the most sought-after young scholars in the country. Make me feel kind of bad. I should have went to Harvard. Maybe they would have been looking for me, too. All the right reasons. All right. So Jennifer Hochschild, a Princeton politics professor at the time, she recalled trying to recruit her to that university called Princeton, only to have Miss Claudine to say, no, I'm going to go to Stanford, Palo Alto, California, which is very, very interesting to me because my little cousin that I was the only babysitter for, when I was 12 years old, she had the awesome privilege to go to Harvard University as well. And she also, after graduating from Harvard, went to Stanford in Palo Alto, California for her postgraduate studies and her other degrees. Excited about it. And I'm like, wow, this is the same path that Claudine took, you know, after Dr. Angela did, my cousin. You know, it's interesting. So after she went to Harvard, she got a second chance to persuade this woman to work with her, talking about Ms. Hochschild. She got Ms. Gay to come work with her, and they served on another search committee seeking to hire her. But anyway, let's move forward. She got the job, man. She got the gig. She was at Harvard. She was doing her thing. She's 52 years young. She was doing her thing. Well, she was then. She's probably like 54. And she was doing her thing, you know, and everybody, you know, of my persuasion was excited about it. And then all of the chatter started, all the craziness started. Oh my God. And I just felt some kind of a drop in my spirit about that. Because what? I mean, what? Why? What are they doing? And she's feeling like, y'all talking too much about me. Y'all not even talking that much about the school. And she felt that her time was now. She had to get out of that. And she had to go ahead on and move on. So she resigned only a couple of days ago. And I happened to see part of that footage. And I was like, oh, no. I also saw part of the footage when she was asked a question by the committee that was, of course, who she would report to. And they asked her a question about the Jews, and she gave an answer that depends, and the lady did not like that answer. So she said, no, that is wrong. It's no, and that's why we don't need you at this university. Now, she didn't say it in those words. I paraphrase. Okay, but that's in essence what she was saying. And also in essence what she was saying, and that is why we don't want you at this university. Of course, she was of the Caucasian persuasion. But my point is, they did not probably like her politics. They did not like the walk she was walking for because of the path she came through. Everybody can't relate to your journey. And so and I noticed some other details and some other matter in there. But my God, I was excited about this black woman that rose to this top leadership position. But I want you to know she is not the only one. We have other women that are winning at life in this area. Dr. Melissa Gillum, she made the rounds at Boston University. She met with the students, the faculty, and the staff, and she expressed elation after her history-making choice to become their next president. She will be sworn into the job, so to speak, on July the 1st of this year, 2024, and I'm excited about it. The executive vice president and provost at the Ohio State University will become this president, I think the 11th president, and the first woman, and my goodness. So she was at Ohio State, and now she's moving on to become the president, oh my goodness, of the Boston University. I think that's absolutely awesome. So, of course, like I say in class, let's give them a clap. One, two, three, clap. One, two, three, clap. Oh, yes. She was slated to join Claudine Gay, who was inaugurated recently as, you know, as we said, Harvard's 30th president. Unfortunately, you know, she's going to stay on, they say, as faculty, but she's moving out of that position. And it's hard to do that, so she must be an humble woman at heart, because I remember when I was serving in a much, much, much smaller vacuum here as assistant pastor to the then pastor of my church. And then I took that leave for a couple of years and came back. And even though I'm still a part of the council and the College of Elders, I'm no longer in that role as assistant pastor. But it's all good. It takes humility to do it. So I wanted to be the role model to show those who may come after me, this is how you do it. You don't, you know, have no grudges, you know, inadequate. Be confident in the God that's in you. And, of course, be happy for those who got an opportunity to rise to the occasion. I served in that position for like 8 or 9 years, so I'm good. I'm really good. But many people would have just backed out and kept going, never going back. But, you know, you have to have that humility to be able to say, I can stick around and watch somebody else do what I was doing. But in her case, you know, it's a little fresh because she's only been in that post a very short time. There's a lady named Ruth J. Simmons. She's a former president of Smith College, and she was named the 18th president of Brown University. How about that? She became the first woman and first African-American president of any Ivy League college or university when she took that job in 2001. So women are making strides. Like I said, we are busting through the gates, busting through the walls, and we are busting through the ceilings. I want to say hats off to every woman that's a go-getter, every woman with passion to make a major change in their lives, in the lives of everyone who count and depend on them. I just want to give a shout-out to you, whether it's being a university president, or whether it's being an owner of a franchise, whether it's starting your own business, you're winning. You're winning. You are winning. You're winning. You are winning. I'm excited about it. And on that note, I'm going to wish you well. Happy New Year one. Happy New Year all. I hope your Christmas was all that and then some. Personally, it was a different kind of Christmas. I usually have it at home where I cook a whole bunch of food. I didn't do that. Went to my daughter's home, and I was able to, I think, cook bell peppers for her. And that's it. I didn't cook nothing else. She cooked everything else. How about that? Different kind of Christmas. And needless to say, the cold weather had my joints hurting, a little bit hurting, but I was so happy, elated to be with my family. My God. So women are still winning. Look at yourself in the mirror if you have to every day and say, I am winning. Have a winning attitude, a winning mindset. Go get it. Go after what you want. Full throttle, go after what you want. Talk to the Father who always wants us to win. God always wants us to win. Yes, he always wants us to win. Just know that, all right? And on that note, may God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. We'll talk again real soon, hopefully next week. All right, you take good care of you now. You take real good care of you and keep on winning. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And until next time, God bless you.
So I can show it's you. There's nothing like Jesus.